As we all know, traffic is getting worse around here. And as traffic slows, more people are hailing rides on Uber and Lyft. But that's just adding to the problem. Now, transit agencies are thinking it might be time to make a new deal with the ride-sharing companies. Carolyn Adolph of KUOW's Region of Boom team reports.
Morning on South Jackson Street on the doorstep to downtown. The street is bursting with traffic. Buses are jostling with cars, and you can see it. Some of them are Ubers and Lyfts. That's a concern for Christina O'Claire of King County Metro.
That's the challenge of the future, is the use of that public space to provide mobility for everyone.
And here's why.
There is a dangerous connection between ride hailing and congestion.
David Zipper follows urban transportation for Atlantic Magazine's City Lab project. A wave of research is showing that people who adopt Uber and Lyft take more trips than they would otherwise. Worse, David Zipper says, they'll
take ride-hailing instead of the bus, or ride-hailing instead of another form of public transportation.
Transit planners say they need to find out more to keep people moving. Christina O'Claire.
We need to understand where people are starting their trip and ending the trip so that we can protect that public value as we're looking at building the system.
And they want data to do that, specifically data from Uber and Lyft.
What's their incentive to work with you?
That's one of the most difficult things is we are trying to engage with them on how to protect their private right to hold their data and information, but have them understand the public value as if they work with us.
In the recent past, Uber and Lyft have fought agencies to protect their competitive information. But Uber says its approach to cities has softened.
It's not easy. We've been investing a lot internally to try and make it easier for transit agencies to work with us.
This is Andrew Salzberg, head of transportation and mobility policy at Uber.
And I think if you look at our new leadership, obviously we have a new CEO and a new leadership team. I think the language that they're using around being a partner for cities, not just in the U.S., but around the world, making it easy to work with transit agencies, being a better partner for them is an important part of that vision.
There's a reason for this shift. Only transit agencies can give ride-sharing companies access to the next big market, the suburbs. Transit agencies and the ride-sharing companies actually share a dream that everyone will leave their cars in their driveways and get to work by some other means. Andrew Salzberg.
You know, if we already have a rider in a car who's going past someone's house, say in the suburbs, and they're on the way to a light rail stop, well, hey, maybe you could pick somebody else up and get them to the station. And couldn't we partner with a transit agency to make it increasingly easy to do that?
This could be a solution to one of the Seattle region's most vexing transportation problems. Many people live too far from major transit corridors, like light rail or the rapid ride lines. Many of them solve the problem by taking their own cars. But what if they didn't need their cars to do that anymore? David Zipper of CityLab says cities might even subsidize riders, because it could
quite easily be a cheaper, more efficient investment of public sector dollars, because you don't have all this excess capacity of unused seats on the bus, and you don't have to pay for the capital of the bus.
So what does a better relationship between ride-sharing companies and transit agencies need? An agreement to share data that makes sense to everyone. Agencies say they want aggregated data to find trends, not stuff about individuals. But the ride-sharing companies say data about trends can help competitors. Cities need a way to guarantee that information won't become public whenever someone makes a public records request. Andrew Salzberg of Uber is sounding optimistic.
Those are the big constraints, but I don't think those are a blocker on finding really, really productive ways to share information.
The University of Washington now has a team working on creating a safe haven for transportation data. Agencies say they're exploring how a new deal with Uber and Lyft could finally get them the information to keep everyone moving. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
To hear more on this, subscribe to KUOW's podcast Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town.